Hello and welcome to a pretty brief, pretty quick update. Particularly wanting to bring in a situation regarding Britain, but most particularly London, but we'll also perhaps have a quick look at the US. I have been trying to put as much information out as I can, and a day or so ago, I said that troops were going to be deployed in London, and a number of people thought that was rather silly and wasn't going to happen. And there were lots of comments that, well, troops move up and down London all the time. It's nothing special, nothing important. And that's true, they do. But I get information from meetings that haven't yet concluded. People send me messages when things haven't yet gone into the public domain. And so today, journalists who are close to certain individuals, number of hours after the meeting, have begun to receive a bit of information. They've leaked that out, and that's exactly backing up what I made public over a day ago now. What I wanted to alert for all connecting consciousness members in the London area, this is the situation. A legislation is, as we speak, in Parliament, and in tomorrow, Friday, it is going to be passed. There won't be a problem, it's going to be enacted. This is for a partial martial law. That's not the word they'll use, of course. The ongoing word is a lockdown in the London area. I have said to you, the M25 was originally, this is many years ago, was originally built exactly for this purpose. It wasn't a circular road to take the pressure off London, it was to ensure they had a means to completely isolate London. Now, this legislation will allow troops and police, if required, to have roadblocks right across the roads in and out of London. 20,000 British soldiers in London and on the extreme of London have now been mobilised. All basic training, all soldiers who are new recruits have been sent home, so that the non-commissioned officers, who are the backbone of the British Army, sergeants, staff sergeants, corporals, etc., are being moved to the active positions. These guys, these NCOs, are the most experienced, and they're going to be needed. So they're going to be moved across. The army is going to concentrate on its policing role and delivering certain items. This not only prevents 8-9 million people leaving London, if this is what they decide to do, because unfortunately the people of London are now looked on as a super spreader community. That is exactly the words being used. London is seen as the power base of the super spreaders, and the government's very concerned that this is going to infect the whole of the country. So I absolutely agree with them that locking London down will reduce the spread, but there's an agenda behind that, and that is that in London, just like in Washington DC, there are a number of black hats, and if those individuals get wind of an arrest warrant coming after them, they will try and do a runner. Boris Johnson's very close to President Trump, and with all the communications outside of London sealed off, those black hats are going to find it reasonably difficult to get out, and it gives Trump's agents more chance to catch up with them and have a chat with them. So that's what I want to do about London. The other important issue is the collapse of the pound. The pound is collapsing. It is the worst it's been for 35 years. There's a very important reason for this. President Trump has announced a $1 trillion boost. Each American who needs money will receive a check for $1,000 in 1 month, and another check for $1,000 in the second month. This has given a lot of strength and a bit of hope to the economy in America, and so the American economy, although the Dow Jones is being hit hard, the base isn't actually too badly damaged. But in Great Britain, where instead of 1 trillion, Britain announced about 380 billion, those in the know are saying that's nowhere near enough, and people are literally selling the pound sterling and buying the dollar. So there is a flight from British sterling to the dollar. The only way that can be stopped is if the British government doubles the amount of money it's prepared to put into the system. That will then bring some stability. So, what I wanted to say to everybody is that yes, the actions that are about to happen are genuinely designed to prevent the spread of the virus, but there's an underlying story here, which is there are certain people who perhaps fearing arrest, and of course are in London because that's where the home of the government is, that's where they're embedded. Why haven't they run yet? Because they've not been given the authority to run yet, or their chain of command is breaking down, or some of them have just taken it onto themselves and have disappeared into the countryside. But either way, don't be surprised if you see excessive numbers of troops. They won't be in tanks and stuff like that. They'll just be in armored vehicles, just lorries and stuff. Don't be too shocked if you see that. The question is whether rail services will be stopped. I understand they're going to move to a Sunday service throughout all of the week, and they may then stop that. Private cars, now that's the important thing. If you've got 1 million private cars leaving London, how the heck do you stop that? You can't have a checkpoint Charlie, because you'd have a queue all the way, from the end of the M25 right down to Marble Arch. So that's a point. Whether that's going to use number plate recognition, face recognition technology, you would perhaps those of you who have been aware know that the police in Britain have rushed that through. So maybe they just need face recognition technology to see who's coming in and who's going out. So it's London is going to be treated very differently from the rest of the country. So this is my update message really for London CC members. Hopefully you've prepared a little bit. You are ready. You need to stay in contact with each other. You need to support each other. And as long as I'm allowed to keep making these podcasts, as long as the social media network it maintains, as long as the internet maintains, we have a method of communication. Yesterday, financially, Britain came very close to collapse. You will not read that in any newspapers, and I don't think there's any other commentator with that information. But those of you who did go to cash machines, I bet you large numbers of you found those machines weren't working. Now the store, I have actually contacted the bank, and I've been told it was an internet problem. What is odd is that Connecting Conscious members from all over the country have informally messaged me and said that they could get any money from their cash machines, but when they went to the bank was operational. And it's odd that this internet issue has affected hundreds of miles, although it worked in a bank but doesn't work anywhere else. And the reality of this is that what you do is you turn off all your peripheral options of giving out money, because cash machines are taking money, not putting it in. They don't want people taking money out. But you can't close a bank, because the moment you close a bank, you create a panic and a real true run on the bank. So the bank stayed open, they were giving money out, although I understand in European countries, people were being limited to the amount of money they could withdraw. So they were going to the cash machine, there were only so many euros they were allowed to take out. So that was very difficult. We had about 3 or 4 hours of very, very, very difficult. And then the White House confirmed that 1 trillion was indeed going to be put into the economy. And so that has given a lot of stability, because if America can stand strong, then Britain will stand strong. We're out of the European Union now. So Britain is not financially truly connected to Europe. It is connected to America. So as long as Britain and America can be seen to be working together, then they will survive. But at the moment, Britain is slightly out of step with the US. It's not following the US. That's why it's being penalised. What we should see is a statement from the Chancellor or from the Prime Minister within the next few hours, pushing more money into the British economy so that we're more in step with the US. So okay, that's the update, and as I get more news, I will tell you. Okay, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.